following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm David Copeland. Like me, a lot of these Marines are members of Navy Federal Credit Union. It's member-owned, so this is the sound of membership.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're in your car. You pull into the gas station and a feeling of deja vu hits you. Wasn't I just here? Sure feels like it. But there's an easy solution. You can boost gas mileage with a simple tune-up. A quick stop at AutoZone and you'll have what you need. But wait, didn't you already know that?
Right now at AutoZone, get up to a $20 gas card after rebate when you buy 6 Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs. Enhance your car's performance and get free gas. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Friday edition. Jim Langan, along with me, Doug Duda, getting you ready for the weekend. Hope everybody's having fun at Adams County Fair Fest and in Kearney for Cruise Night and whatever else is going on around the world, like Greeley Days. There's tons of local celebrations going on this time of the year. Wherever you're at, be safe. Don't give them a reason, folks. Don't give them a reason. Be safe this weekend. Have a lot of fun. But use the noggin ahead of time, because sometimes you can't use the noggin later on, right, Jimmy?
I think that's right.
We've all been there before. Have fun, folks, whatever it is you're doing. We got a full show again today, getting closer to Big Ten Media Days, Wednesday and Thursday in Chicago. Don't forget, our Husker Roundtable is Tuesday. If you've got a question that's on your mind that maybe you haven't seen asked or answered, go ahead and email us. Give us a Facebook post, give us a tweet, and we will pose it on Tuesday's show. Think of something today or over the weekend. Just shoot us an email, Mike Babcock, Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, and our Husker Roundtable to preview the season coming up on Tuesday. Wisconsin and Tom Mulhern will be our guest on Monday. We're also going to be catching up with Chancellor Doug Christensen, talking about the 4 finalists for the athletic director position, and get his thoughts on that. But today, 2 more teams in the Big Ten. We'll talk Penn State with Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and we'll talk Northwestern with Nick Medline of PurpleWildcats.com. It's just like Sean Callahan's HuskerOnline.com. That's their rival service. We'll also be talking with Brad Nelson, Axtell volleyball coach, because next week Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Clinic will be going on. There'll be all kinds of ceremonies and banquets and games, volleyball, basketball, softball, and of course all the coaches' clinics that are going on. He'll join us as he is one of the volleyball coaches for next Tuesday's matchup. They'll play basketball on Monday, volleyball on Tuesday, and the softball game is on Wednesday. But quite the leaderboard going on at the British Open. Looks like they're going the wrong way. Tiger Woods might have the lead by the end of the day, which would make it very interesting.
Yeah, it looks really windy. They're having a lot of trouble with the wind, they said. And you know what's – I kept –
every time I watch this British Open, it's amazing. Some guy will hit a shot, and it's about 40 yards short, and it bounces like six times, starts rolling, still hasn't got to the green yet, and it rolls, and then it rolls all the way off the green into like a nine-foot foxhole. You know? I mean, you're going, unbelievable.
It's true pasture golf, in a sense.
Yeah.
It's a... You know, it seems to be fun, but I'm sure if you're on the wrong side of playing that course, it's probably not near as fun. Angel Cabrera, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Brant Snedeker, Zach Johnson, all at 3-under. Zach, the first-round leader, is 2-over through his first six holes today. Already in the clubhouse, Lee Westwood, Tiger Woods, Henrik Stenson setting at 2-under par, and that could be the number to look at.
Where's Shiv Kapur?
Shiv went the wrong way again today. I saw him midway through his round, and I don't even know where he ended up. There he is. He shot 77 today. So 6-over today, 3-over for the tournament. He will make the cut. I guess that's all that matters. A young man from New Delhi, India.
Hey,
he knows how to play out of the sand, probably.
Hey, I'll tell you.
A lot of sand
that's
in India.
That's good. That
a lot
is
of
good.
Sand, brother.
Hey, you, Thomas Aiken, you guys, he's going to miss the cut. I think he shot 7-over. But he had a shot. Did you see it?
Where he's putting out, where he's standing in the bunker, yeah, and the ball's like up at his head.
Yeah, radio doesn't do any justice to anybody listening. But here's basically what happened: is he's in about, like you say, a 6-foot bunker, and he's got his putter above his shoulders, but below his eyes. You know what I mean? So it's right there, and he's got his little putter, and he's trying to have two hands on it, and he's got, and he's. He was about 6 inches short of going into the bunker.
Yeah.
So he's right on the green, though.
There you go.
Yeah, so he's doing a little putt, you know, trying to do that. And like the guy said, I don't think you practice this shot very much, you know. So, yeah, amazing.
Well, a lot of guys going the wrong way. Tom Lehman, Marco Mera shot 78 today after being a shot off the lead. Justin Rose, Roy McIlroy, they're all going backwards significantly. The cut right now looks like it'll be about 6-over par. Hey, our Midtown Mark Cooler question today to get you going. Which team, excluding Nebraska, would be your favorite to win the Legends Division? Many people think it's Michigan or Michigan State. We'll talk Northwestern today. Could Iowa get things turned around? It didn't sound like it yesterday. Good enough to be winning a division. But vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Outside of Nebraska, who is your favorite to win the Legends Division? Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Northwestern, or Iowa? Our poll question yesterday, what was the biggest storyline in the first half of the Major League Baseball season, and the voters went with my choice this time. Miguel Cabrera going for back-to-back triple crowns, got 38%. The home run chase by Chris Davis and the performance-enhancing drug story, 23%. Not so much from Yasiel Puig. Is that who you voted for, Jeff?
No, I did not vote at all, actually, so I'm not sure who voted for that.
Okay, well, there you go. I thought maybe that was the one you selected overall. But vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Getting ready to go into the weekend, checking a couple of other sports stories. I'll tell you what, a lot of golf those last couple of weeks, I realize that. But I don't think people, Jimmy, realize Riley Reinertsen is playing in the Callaway Junior World Golf Championships. And he is in fourth place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to think. This is harder than the Kearney Little Leaguers going to the Little League World Series, in my opinion. I mean, I'm trying to think of what locally or even state-wise here this would compare to. Jack Sock turned professional as a tennis player at a young age and has won some matches at the U.S. Open and at Wimbledon. But I'm trying to think of help me out here. If you've got an instance of an individual that has done something that is so extraordinary, and maybe, well, this I'm sure has never been done. There's no Nebraska golfer. I mean, there's been some very good Nebraska golfers. There's no Nebraska golfer that I know of in my lifetime that has been in this position in a national golf event.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it's hard to compare it. Like you say, it's really hard to compare apples to oranges or whatever you do. Dean Sukup, I think, won the Ford punt, pass, and kick championship. Like, and he was from Cozad, Nebraska. Okay. You know what I mean? So we're talking about things like that. So when our listeners, you know, when you call in and think this is kind of what we want, examples like that or something, because, you know, everybody competed in the Ford, you know, punt, pass, and kick championship. And you just didn't win one. You know, you just didn't go out there, punt, and get a hold of one. I mean, when you golf, I mean, anybody, I mean, and honestly, Doug, on one hole, you could beat a pro. On one hole, I mean, yeah. you know, he tees off and he gets a par and you get a birdie and you're going, hey, look at that, you know, hey, see ya, you know, well, you know, but when you play him in match play, it's going to be 17-1, you know, eventually when it gets done or 10-1, you know, or something like that. But what Reinertsen's done, this is kind of amazing too, that he's been able to play at this level, like you say, and he's in fourth place. I think somebody is like 6 under par, if I read it correctly.
Yep, Jose Mendez out of Costa Rica, 6 under par.
And then everybody else is maybe like 3 under, 2 under, 1 under, something like that. So he's not too far out of second place.
Yeah, 6 under, 3 under, 2 under, and then you have 5 guys, including Reinertsen, that are at even par for the tournament. He shot 69, 73, 74 so far. I was exchanging some words with his dad, Paul, who's out there, and he said the pin placements have been getting tougher every single day. And let's face it, even here in Nebraska, there's no way, probably hardly one or two courses that you could even compare to a Torrey Pines. I mean, until you play it. And he had trouble. The only time he bogeyed any holes were par threes yesterday. He had 2 bogeys and a double bogey on par threes. He had 2 birdies yesterday, so he had a 74, but he is even. He's 3 shots out of second place, tied for fourth going into the final round today. Strange things when you said the punt pass and kick, and that was not familiar to me. Steve Krewald, the Husker football fullback out of North Loop, Scotia, won the national pedal tractor pull when he was like 9, something like that, crazy like that. I mean, and who knows how many people were in that?
Yeah, I know I wasn't, but yeah, you're right. That's kind of a. What else? You got some more?
Here's what our producer Jeff says, because he writes notes now, because okay. He's doing a good job, though, because I've been listening as much as I can while on the road to other radio sports talk shows, and they don't let their producers and interns speak at all. We don't really have an intern here because we're not that big, but every once in a while they'll just pipe in. It happened this morning on Mike and Mike, and every once in a while, you know, Jeff pipes in, but he gives me this note. He says he was the O'Neill 13-year-old punt, pass, and kick champ.
Oh, he won the O'Neill.
Now, was that boys' division or girls?
That was boys, Doug.
That'd probably been both.
Jeffrey.
I got the Stars and Stripes trophy to prove it. I'll bring it sometime.
I was like second in the Elks free throw one time, and I still got the trophy somewhere to prove that.
That was
second. That's not winning.
I was the 8-year-old Knights of Columbus free throw champion, too. But after that, I developed and I shot two-handed back then. And so then I had to go on to wrestling because I realized basketball was not my thing.
You know, my dad, bless his heart, when I was like 12 years old, he took me to that Elks free throw hoop shoot. And, you know, I think he was hoping I was going to get second place, but I actually won it. And luckily for him, the state championship was also in Kearney. You know, so it was in Cushing Coliseum, the state championship. And some kid from, like, Nebraska City had already made 24 out of 25. You know, so anyway, so when I got up and shot, you know, I took my 5 practice shots, and I think I made the first one and missed the next 2. I mean, I'm already mathematically eliminated from the thing. You know, but they should have just shut me off, you know what I mean? But thank God we didn't have to drive to Nebraska City and to have me shoot 3 free throws and get in the car and drive back, yeah.
And there have been national champs out of Nebraska with the Elks free throw shooting
contest. The Bleach girl did. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some champs. So we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. While you're bopping around Hastings and Kearney this weekend and you need something to eat, swing on into Big Dally's Deli. They're open 7 days a week for you, open all weekend long, and there's a sandwich for everybody in the family, everybody on the team, everybody in the crew. We've got baseball tournaments this weekend. There's always something going on with Cruise Night. They're on top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. That's top of the hill in Kearney. And if you're buzzing around for the Adams County Fair Fest, they've got 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South. One's right downtown, one's right across from Duncan Field. Got to see both of them earlier this week again, and it is there for you. A bazillion sandwiches. What number you got today, Jimmy? We haven't had to do this for a little while because we've been on the road, but yeah, what do you got?
Let's go 13.
13 today. That's the Big Dally's favorite with ham and hard salami. There you go. throw that in, get yourself a combo meal, soda, cookie, chips, fruit, whatever you want to do to put in there. I'm going to go with the old 33. That's the pastrami and turkey combo today. Folks, can't do any better than Big Dally's Deli. It's fresh, made right there in front of you, just the way you want it. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. We've got some news on the Huskers and the Nebraska Danger. Plus, Brad Nelson going to talk a little volleyball with us next.
Brag alert. You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. For a limited time, get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification, Wells Fargo.
If you ever just want to escape ordinary, you know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
I'm done with you. Let's get somebody who asks a question that's worth answering.
We're sending the Doug and Daddy Show east to Chicago, July 24th and 25th for Big Ten Media Days. How will Bo Pelini and his crew size up their third year in the Big Ten?
Trust me when I tell you, the Big Ten's a physical conference, but it's not like we've never played physical football before.
We'll have exclusive interviews with the Big Ten head coaches and the conference's best athletes. Keep it tuned to ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Partly sunny skies today. Some isolated showers or storms may develop again into the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s. Winds go east at 5 to 10. Tonight, a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Partly to mostly cloudy. A low of 67. Right now, 81.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split. I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, we've got the Buffalo County Fair sponsored by Midway Auto Dealership next week. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Adams County Fair Fest going on tonight. And Jared Neiman, as you're hearing here in the background, he'll be the featured performer tonight, so they continue to have fun in Hastings. But folks, when you're out at the fair in Kearney next week or anytime, Midway has the car you need. New, pre-owned, check out the great selection on their lot. And during the month of July, as we've been telling you, they have over 100 new vehicles with all kinds of makes, all kinds of styles, something that will definitely fit in your price range, fit in your budget, fit in your garage, fit for your family, whether it's for you, the wife, the husband, the kid going off to college. They're there for you, and it qualifies until the end of the month for additional discounts from the manufacturer. You've already got your rebates and your hassle-free pricing from Midway, as well as the $500 gas card promotion that they're doing this summer. But for the month of July, Midway has more incentives from the national dealers. Don't forget to stop in and see them. Maybe you just need a little work done on your car. Their experienced professional maintenance staff have you in and out. You can get the 30-minute quick lube in, out, oil change. You're on your way at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Check out their entire inventory, and don't forget, on their Facebook page, you can register to win a pair of Nebraska football season tickets at thinkmidway.com. Midway, a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Nebraska Danger have announced that head coach Mike Davis will continue that role. They've signed him to a contract for 2014, and Amir Abdullah and Taylor Martinez are up for the
Walter Camp.
The Walter Camp Award, yeah. That stinks when I look at my piece of paper and it's blank. But that happens, you know. So Martinez and Abdullah up for the Walter Camp Award, which goes to the National Player of the Year. Some of the best state high school volleyball seniors from last year, along with basketball and softball, will be at the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games next week at Lincoln North Star. It's basketball Monday, volleyball Tuesday. And we've got a whole host of coaches and players from the area that will be there. The blue team will be coached by Diane Rose of Northwest and Lisa Mason of Bertram, and the red team will be coached by Brad Nelson of Axtell and Darcy White of Exeter Milligan. And Brad joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Brad, congratulations on the honor, and are you going to win?
Well, thanks. I'm not sure. We'll go in. It's just going to be a lot of fun whether we win or lose, I guess.
Hey, Brad, Jim Langan. Hey, congratulations, too. I've always enjoyed our relationship over the years, worked with you a lot of years as an AD, and I've known you as a volleyball coach. Tell us a little bit about your team.
I think our team is going to be really good. We've got some good local players, Nikki Carson from Ord. We've got Katie Higgins out of Kearney High, Michaela Mestel out of Kearney Catholic. So, you know, Central Nebraska is pretty well represented. And then we've got some great girls from other parts of the state as well. I really like our team.
Brad Nelson is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's the strategy? And you have to play some kids first set, some kids second set. But with this state having so much talent in volleyball, this is really the premier match. And these girls have played some all-star games, a couple of them maybe together already this summer. But do you already have kind of a strategy penciled out, or are you going to wait and see how the first couple practices go?
Well, I think we're going to wait and see, just, you know, position-wise what we have. And you're right, you know, both these teams are loaded with talent, and, you know, so I'm pretty sure whoever we put on the floor is going to be, you know, a very talented player and is going to represent their school very well.
As far as the team goes, are you think you're going to be a power team, or are you going to have to play a little more defense? When you look at the blue team, what do you think the matchup actually will be like?
You know, as I look at the blue team, I would say they're probably more of the power team. You know, I think our team is going to be more defense-oriented. You know, I think we've got some great passers. You know, I think defensively we should be very strong. Not to say that we don't have great hitters as well, because we do. But, you know, as I look at the height matchup, I think maybe the blue team is going to be a little bigger. So, you know, that may give them a little advantage in terms of power.
Hey, Brad, are you looking at going with some – I look at some of the players you're going to have to try to stop. Well, are you looking at, like, some double blocks? Will you just go single block only, or what are you looking at?
I think we will have to double block, you know, and you're going up against players like Bailey and, you know, the Alyssa Frohndorfer from Humphrey. You know, they've got some pretty strong hitters. So, you know, I think our middles like Katie Higgins and Sammy Hansen out of Bennington, you know, I think they'll be great blockers as well. And you know, that's a good thing about this game is just a lot of offense. And, you know, the team that maybe can play a little bit more defense is going to come out on top.
Brad Nelson joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. He's the Axtell volleyball coach, and he'll be coaching the red team in the Coaches Association All-Star Classic. It's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln North Star. Just for the folks that don't know out there, Brad, let them know how much preparation you guys actually have in getting ready for this game. I know the coaches all submit the players, and that was done back in long time ago after the season, I guess. I know we knew about this in March, but once you knew who the kids were, then how much time do you have, and how much time do they actually get to work together getting ready for the game?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of preparation time. We will check in Sunday morning. We get two practices on Sunday. We get two practices on Monday, and then we kind of have a run through Tuesday morning. You know, and as far as playing together, I'm sure some of them have played a little bit of club ball together, but this is probably the only time that, you know, this group gets a chance to get on the floor together. So hopefully in those five practices, you know, we can get some communication and some organization worked out. And, you know, once again, I think these girls are all such talented players that that won't be a problem.
Brad, do you talk to, I mean, since everybody's from around this part of the state, Diane and Lisa on the other side, do you, have you chatted with them at all, or will you guys just shake hands and play volleyball?
Yeah, you know, we've talked a little bit just kind of about, and especially at the draft, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, the players that we should have on each team. And, you know, we have talked a little bit about just kind of, you know, how we're going to organize the game and, you know, kind of the matchups that we want to see and that would be the best for, you know, the fans to see as well.
Yeah, Brad, you mentioned the word draft. That's a little different. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but for folks that look at the roster here, you'll see two Papillion La Vista South girls on the blue. Of course, the Rolfson twins graduated, so they weren't eligible. They're already at Nebraska. But then you see a number of schools that might have one player on one team and one on the other, like Kearney Catholic does this year. Explain how the draft goes to the fans out there.
Yeah, each side, red and blue, get a chance to draft players. There is actually a committee of about 20 or 25 coaches that help with the draft and help, you know, kind of give some information about each player that, you know, maybe being in Central Nebraska, I haven't had an opportunity to see somebody that maybe played at Gretna or somewhere like that. So it's nice to have some other coaches that can throw in some input too. And then, you know, it's just kind of like the NFL draft. Both sides go back and forth choosing players that they would like on their team. And, you know, there are some rules about how many players from each school can be represented. There is kind of a push to get the whole state represented at the game so that we have some Western schools and some Eastern and Northern and Southern schools. So it is kind of a state all-star game, and, you know, maybe not just a Lincoln-Omaha type game.
But Kearney is the farthest west school, as I look at it this year, is just the way that it worked out with the whole draft. But some great players, and we're looking forward to the game on Tuesday night. So, Brad, have fun. Best of luck, and we'll see you again when the season rolls around.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Good luck to you.
Brad Nelson joining us here. He is the Axtell volleyball coach, and he is the head coach of the red team in the Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game. He mentioned some of the players that were on the red team, Nikki Carson of Ord, Katie Higgins of Kearney, Michaela Mestel of Kearney Catholic. On that blue team, you've got Grand Island Northwest with Morgan Westfall, Bailey Sokolowski, Kearney Catholic, up from the Greeley, Cedar Valley area, Skylar Erickson. Good mixture of players for Tuesday. Again, basketball Monday, volleyball Tuesday, and softball.
Yeah,
it was on Wednesday.
Three coaches in the area, too. You know, Brad Nelson, Axtell, Lisa Mason's assistant, you know, from Bertrand, and then Diane Rose from Northwest. So we got three out of the four coaches are right in our area.
Let's delve into our 12 teams in 12 days. We're going to talk Penn State and Northwestern football when we come back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today. Some isolated showers or storms may develop again into the afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s. Winds go east at 5 to 10. Tonight, a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Partly to mostly cloudy. A low of 67. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. We're going to be talking a little Penn State football here in just a moment. But while you are out, maybe you're going to watch the cruise night cars go by all weekend long. Well, cruise night is here, and Troutman's has your party needs. You sit out as we – it's just tradition, folks. You know it. I don't have to explain it to you. You're grilling out. You're eating. You're having your favorite beverages. Well, it's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, right on the parade route, right on the cruise night route, Highway 30. Steaks, condiments, beers and wines, the barbecue beans. Kerry even has some fresh new brats right out of the smokehouse. He's going out of the box this time. Mango chipotle brat. That is the new one for the day. How about the roasted garlic brat and the pizza brats are to die for. If you want something more traditional, he's got fresh hot brats, state fair brats, Polish dogs, wieners as well. Whether it's USDA Choice Certified Angus beef or the quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, they've got it all for you. Open 6 days a week right here on Highway 30. It is Troutman's Quality Meats. Be ready for cruise night or wherever. Maybe you're going on a little family vacation. Take the good stuff with you. Troutman's Quality Meats. It is a grill's best friend.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Leaders Division for today's team.
Penn State.
The Nittany Lions.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
12 teams in 12 days. Our neat little ditty there to introduce Joe Giuliano from the Philadelphia Inquirer. For the first time, we welcome him to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Joe, thanks for the time. How are you today? We better check. Joe, are you there? Let's reconnect with Joe. We had Joe. That happens. That's a big intro. And then there you go. And then you can't get out of the bunker. So there you go.
That's right.
But Penn State, early thoughts here while we reconnect with Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Syracuse, Eastern Michigan, Central Florida, Kent State, those are their non-conference games. The Syracuse game is at East Rutherford in the Meadowlands. And then the other three are at home. They start at Indiana, which is a huge game for Indiana because the Hoosier fans think that this is their year to turn the corner in the Big Ten Conference. And then they have Michigan and Ohio State with a bye week in between. Illinois, Minnesota, Purdue, Nebraska game is November 23rd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and they finish up at Wisconsin. Remember that big game that they had beating Wisconsin last year, and Penn State still trying to live through the nightmare that they went through here, and we are pleased to be joined by Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Joe, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How are things on the East Coast?
Very hot. Very hot. We're approaching 100 degrees right now, so hopefully it'll cool off pretty soon.
Well, it's hard to believe that any place is ever hotter than what we've got in the Midwest, but I know that's the case out there. They're running around, and maybe it'll cool off for football practice. Let's start with the obvious here, Joe. The state of Penn State. They have, all before all these allegations and accusations and probation, these athletes were on campus. Has Penn State lost anybody significant since last season? And what kind of football team do you think they're going to have this year?
Well, there are only two players who were on the depth chart at the end of the 2012 season that have gone. One was Stephen Bench, who was the backup quarterback to Matt McGloin last year. And Coach Bill O'Brien brought Bench in after spring ball and said, hey, look, right now you're our third-team quarterback. You won't be getting the same kind of reps as Tyler Ferguson, a junior college kid they brought in, and Christian Hackenberg, a highly touted freshman who just reported to campus. So they told Bench he wouldn't be getting the same kind of reps, and Bench transferred out to South Florida. And the other guy is Anthony Stanko, an offensive lineman who was third team at the end of last season. He decided he would leave the team but keep a scholarship and continue his education. So those are the only two, and not really of major significance as we had last season following the release of the sanctions. They lost about a dozen guys to other schools, including Silas Redd and Justin Brown.
Hey, well said about the quarterback. I think that's good on both parts. I think, sometimes that's a win-win situation when the coach is up front and honest about that. And then the player says, hey, if that's what it's going to be, I'm moving and going on. So I think that's a good move. Hey, last year, you started the season with two tough losses. Then you kind of caught fire. Talk a little bit about what game it was that you thought really kind of turned things around for you.
Well, I actually think it was the Virginia game, which was the second loss in that 0-2 start. Penn State just outplayed Virginia terribly in the second half. It was just a matter of knocking it in, turnovers, and missed field goals. Sam Ficken was 1-for-5 on field goal attempts in that game, and anyone that got in would have won the game for him. In fact, he also missed an extra point, and that would have sent the game into overtime. So I think it was that game that made Penn State believers that they could actually play and play with other teams and beat them. And after that, of course, they had the six-game winning streak. So, things were okay. But it was a matter of Bill O'Brien and his staff. I mean, these guys were all new and taking over under extraordinary circumstances. It was just a matter of the coach and his staff convincing the kids that, hey, you guys are good enough, and if you keep working hard, good things will happen. And they did.
Well, this morning, for the folks that don't know this, and this just kind of came down to the folks out here in the rest of the world, is that Coach O'Brien was there today. They spoke to the media. They've got a game in Dublin, Ireland in 2014 against Central Florida, and he talked to a lot of folks out there. And I don't know if you were on the call or not, Joe, but it sounds like he is positive. He's got things that are in a positive nature, and he believes that Penn State is going to be as good or better this year.
Yeah, I was on that call. We talked about the trip to Ireland. We talked about the sanctions and their effect on the team. He talked about how excited he was to be starting preseason training camp. The interesting thing is the sanctions allowed a player to transfer to another school without sitting out a year. So that provision will expire with the first day of camp, which is August 5th, so it doesn't look like anybody is going to leave other than the two I mentioned earlier. But, he is excited about getting things started for the 2013 season. He's talked about, the fact that Penn State's doing their best to do things the right way, that they've, adhered to all the recommendations of the free report, and the fact that he hopes that perhaps the NCAA will, come back to Penn State in due time and say, hey, look, you've done a great job. Maybe we'll shorten this or that sanction by a little bit. I mean, that's his hope. I realistically don't think that's going to happen, but, there is a hope at Penn State that, perhaps the NCAA will look favorably upon the fact how well they've improved things since the Sandusky scandal.
Well, I think, Jimmy, from a national standpoint here, you look at what's going on out there, and everybody's impressed with the way things have been handled and how Coach O'Brien is taking care of things. What is the mood, Joe? What is the mood right now? Because it seems that we've moved on. The rest of the world has moved on. I know that Penn State right now is trying to settle up the Sandusky case, but as far as the football, it seems like everybody's moved on. Have they moved on? I know it's not 100%, but do you think they have significantly moved on now?
Well, I think they've moved on to a point. Right now, this is the last year that Penn State can have 85 scholarship players on their roster. As it turns out, they have between 65 and 70. Beginning next year in 2014, Penn State will be limited to 65 scholarship athletes beginning in 2014 for the next 4 years. So I think that has kind of cast a pall over things. Even with 65 to 70 this year, the depth is lacking in certain areas, including linebacker and the defensive line. I think they're excited about starting again, and I think they're excited about you know, what they can do. The attitude is good, and everything's positive. Recruiting for 2014 is going very well. They only have two scholarships left to give out out of a limit of 15 as reduced by the NCAA sanctions. So right now they're excited about getting the season started, and we'll see where it goes. But last year they were pretty lucky with injuries. This year a few key injuries will hurt them from having as successful a season as they had last year.
Hey, yeah, Jim Langan here. Looking at your schedule, one thing we get to do, you know, in July is we get to look at the whole schedule. We don't have to play them one at a time, you know. But when I look at your schedule, the only game I really see that looks like you're going to be a, you know, prohibitive underdog would be at Ohio State. Is there another game on the schedule? I know you play at Wisconsin, but is there another game on the schedule you look at that you think, whoa, that could give us trouble too?
Well, I think the home game against Michigan will be tough. Devin Gardner has really blossomed into a heck of a quarterback. And, you know, I think with the rest of the talent on the Michigan team, I think they can give Penn State a really tough battle at home. It'll be a late afternoon game, which will have all the fans psyched up. But, sometimes that works against you, the players, and maybe get too excited and maybe don't execute as well as they should. But in any event, I'm thinking that, maybe 4-4, 5-3 in the Big Ten. I really haven't looked at a 1-by-1 and say, oh, they're going to win this one, lose that one. But I think just with the depth issues and the inexperience of quarterback, I mean, they have two capable quarterbacks, but you got to remember last year, Matt McGloin was a fifth-year player, and when it came time to battle for the starting quarterback job, you got to give the kid credit. He just plunged himself right into the playbook. Did everything that O'Brien asked him to do and turned out to get a chance with the Oakland Raiders. So, kudos to Matt. But these two quarterbacks here have not taken a snap in a varsity game and are going to be pretty green. And, O'Brien's offense tends to be very complicated. So I think it's going to take a while. Thankfully, the non-conference schedule is not, grueling. So maybe these kids can get some experience in game action. In time for the Big Ten season and turn out to be pretty capable quarterbacks. But right now it's a big question mark at that position. A
couple of minutes left here with Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer as we talk Big Ten football and Penn State as they take their players to Chicago. Obviously, that was the Urban Meyer and Penn State were the entire story last year. And, of course, they're going to take a linebacker to Media Days in Glenn Carson, safety Malcolm Willis, and then senior guard John Urschel. And John has been selected to give the keynote players address at the Big Ten luncheon where all the fans can come in. And, of course, a couple of years ago, Kirk Cousins got national attention for what he said. Tell us a little bit about Urschel, maybe not just as a football player, but why you think maybe he was selected and he could go 100 different ways with his speech.
John Urschel is one of the most fascinating. I've been doing this for 35 years, and John Urschel is one of the most fascinating athletes I've ever met. People, not just an athlete on the field, but the kind of person he is. I mean, the guy is a 4-0 student. He already has his master's degree in mathematics. He teaches a course, I think one course, maybe two, on the Penn State campus in mathematics. He is going for a second master's degree to give him something to do during football season. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. He speaks in complete sentences. He stays away from the cliches that we're all used to hearing. But I told somebody the other day, I said, John will either put us to sleep with this speech or just wow us. Because, John's got a kind of a hidden sense of humor. He's loosened up with us tremendously in the last year. Before, he was just a kind of a yes sir, no sir kind of guy who gave some interesting angles to answers that we're normally used to hearing the answers from. But, I think John will do a heck of a job, and I think everybody will be fascinated by seeing this guy. He is really something special, I think.
Joe, before we let you go, and unfortunately, I guess that's the way it goes when we talk Penn State, we talk about all the things that have been going on around the program, but on the football field, a lot of returning starters. Where's the strength of this football team? Where's the weakness of this football team going into fall camp?
Well, the strength, as always, as you can imagine, will be linebacker with Carson and Mike Hall and Naeem Wardman, who's a kid who wanted to play as a freshman last year but hurt his knee in the very first game and had to take a redshirt year. But that's a big position because there's not a lot of depth there, but the three starters are outstanding. The offensive line returns all but one starter, so that'll be very solid. The receivers are good. Very good, led by Allen Robinson, the Big Ten receiver of the year last year. But, of course, you got to get the quarterback to get the ball to him, and that might be a work in progress early on. So I think they have some good areas. The kicking game was a problem last year, came on late in the season, but we have to see if the punter, Butterworth, and the kicker, Sam Ficken, can do a good job for a whole season. So that'll be a big thing to watch as well.
Hey, Jim Langan here. A question for you real quick on you talked about Michigan, you know, because they're a home game and you're very concerned about Michigan. You know, we're out of Nebraska, and I know our Nebraska listeners were probably offended a little bit that you didn't say that the Nebraska game.
That's their bowl game. That's their bowl
game.
That
was really a flip there. That was kind of a brain cramp, as they say. But, hey, Nebraska has Taylor Martinez left. I mean, that's all I have to say there. You know, Martinez kind of got off to a slow start against him last year at Lincoln and then really showed why he's one of the Big Ten's premier quarterbacks. So I think with him and Abdullah in the backfield, you know, everybody at Penn State knows how tough those guys can be. And I really haven't read much about Nebraska's defense, but I'm sure it's going to be solid as always under Bo Pelini. It's going to be another big headache of a game for the players and their fans.
Well, Joe, we'll let you get back to work, and we really appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it again as the season progresses, and can't wait to get to Chicago next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Joe. Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer. Check him out online and follow Penn State football. As you know, right now I look at that 8-4 last year. I think 8-4 is about where they're going to be again this year. Always throw out a couple predictions before we go to media days, and then there's a couple that you just come back and go, no, this isn't happening. They're not going to be good, or they're going to be way better. But I think they can go 4-0 in the non-conference. And then Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska, Wisconsin. So they're 4-4. You got to think they get one of those. They're 5-3. And could that one be Nebraska? Again, I've said all year long, I said that's their bowl game. That's their last home game. It's a dangerous game. Vegas already has it as even right now. And, of course, when game week comes, that'll change. But I said if Penn State is struggling, then maybe that won't be quite as big a game for Nebraska. But no matter what, it's their senior day. It's their final game. It's a bowl game. And Nebraska has always had trouble playing out at Happy Valley. That is going to be, if not the – I mean, everybody looks at the Michigan game. Just if Nebraska happens to get to Michigan, there is no way that an undefeated Nebraska team goes into Penn State and walks over them. There's no way.
Yeah, I agree. And not only that, Doug, you know, you said they have four games. You know, they're thinking maybe they could go 2-2 in those four games, you know, which would really be would help their record out tremendously if they could go 2-2, you know, with Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska, et cetera.
Well, everybody will be rooting for them to beat Michigan. That's wearing red. I know that.
That's exactly right. You know, the one game I look at it, they're scheduled with the top four is they're playing Kent State, and Kent State's not bad. You know what I mean? If they get by Syracuse, they got to play Central Florida. You know, that's kind of a trap game for them with Kent State coming in, you know, right then into Penn State. I know it's on the road, but, you know, last year Ohio beat them in Penn State. So, yeah, that's a game maybe that could give them some trouble.
Kent State lost their coach to Purdue after having an outstanding season and nearly getting to the BCS. That's how close they were. Folks, don't forget the Chicken Coop is there for you to watch the British Open, which is going on right now. Any of the college football preview that's going on, they're getting ready for the NFL. Major League Baseball starts up again today. So you can sit back in the air conditioning, enjoy your favorite sporting events, have an ice-cold beverage of your choice, happy hour from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday. And of course, food. Daily lunch specials every Friday. It's a prime rib sandwich with choice of a side item, only $5.99. Are you kidding me? Try something different. Maybe the chicken tender hoagie. They've got the great wraps. I tried the Southwest steak wrap last time I was in earlier this week. Very good. Slice aged seasoned flat iron steak with lettuce, jack cheese, pico de gallo, and a whole lot more. Your choice aside, it's right there for you. Sit back, maybe enjoy some Keno, watch your favorite sports at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Northwestern.
The Wildcats.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We turn our attention to the Northwestern Wildcats. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we are pleased to welcome to the program Nick Medline, purplewildcats.com, who can tell us about their recruiting and tell us about Northwestern, who had an outstanding 10-3 season. And as will be brought up, I'm sure, a ton of times next week, how close they were leading in the fourth quarter of every game. And Nick, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great, and we love, I'll say this, I love Northwestern, love Pat Fitzgerald, always has been good with the program. I know he knows how to handle the media, and it's great to see him take his alma mater to new heights, and I know we are past that now because he is in his eighth year at Northwestern. But the Wildcats, right off the bat, a lot of kids coming back, good quarterback. But boy, they are one of the teams in the conference that saw their schedule flip from maybe not the hardest to about as brutal as it could be. And Northwestern just, I don't know that they can go 10-3 again. What do you think on that, Nick?
Very, very tough slate for them. I mean, see, that non-conference slate got a lot of Vanderbilt failed out of 2013 and 2014 non-conference games, which might help Northwestern. They have a fairly easy non-conference schedule. At Cal will be a challenge, but Syracuse, Western Michigan, our team, they need to get everything together in those first four games. It's more than just about winning. It's about figuring out personnel. It's about getting that offensive line together, defensive line together, because a lot of questions are there. And while they have skill position players, then I'm looking for them to be able to do even more there. And that non-conference play, they can pick it up a notch.
Hey, Nick, we're losing you here on the phone line. We've got a really bad connection. Let's try and reconnect with you, if that's okay.
All right, thank you so much.
We'll try and reconnect with Nick here, and we'll take a break, be back, and continue our talk Northwestern football right after this.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid.
Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we have rehooked up with Nick Medline of purplewildcats.com. Nick, thanks for making the adjustment there for us. You were talking about maybe the offensive line, a spot where Northwestern needed to find some starters this fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, well, first of all, I mean, I still own a BlackBerry, so I think that explains the lack of service there a little bit. But definitely another hole there is with the offensive line. And, you know, replacing three starters is a daunting task for anyone. And they do have a lot of guys who redshirted that are coming up. But, again, that's when fall camp is so, so, so essential.
Just guys like I said, Jeff Mogis, Ian Parr, some guys at guard really need to step up, because that's a good way to derail a talented team. If Venrick Mark can't find the holes, if Trevor Siemian, a quarterback, can't drop back and have time to throw, then that's a really good way to derail a team that has Big Ten championship aspirations that I think are real, but that's going to need to start with making some adjustments on that offensive line.
Nick, has there been a rallying cry? We mentioned about how Northwestern was minutes away from possibly being undefeated, getting a chance to go to Indianapolis. I mean, things I think would have changed, you know, going to Indianapolis, playing a bigger bowl game. But is it a rallying cry? Do they not bring it up? How do they approach those three games they lost?
Well, what Pat Fitzgerald did in spring was he had workout shirts, and emblazoned on them were 5:03, because he said we were 5 minutes and 3 seconds away from being undefeated. To me, that's a bit of faulty logic. I mean, they were in several close games. Even in the season opener in Syracuse, they were seconds away from losing that one before they saved it. When you do play close games, you lose some, so I don't buy into it, but this team really does. And Pat Fitzgerald is such a motivational coach, and it's great to see that this team isn't satisfied with 10-3. Sure, they won a bowl game for the first time in 64 years, but they're completely unsatisfied with the 10-3 season. Games like against Nebraska with those near-miss interceptions, Michigan with giving up a 52-yard throw in the dying second. You know, they're so unhappy with that. They're not comfortable with it. And this season, they know they need to close games better. And that's been the problem with Northwestern for the past few years, is they can get off to a great start, great first half, but they can't close games. And I think a lot of that's on the secondary, but a lot of that is on the entire team to really believe they can win. And they definitely have a lot of that.
It sounds like Northwestern really does believe that this 10-3 season was not just a fluke, but, hey, something they can improve on. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, again, the schedule is incredibly tough this year. You know, they really, when you look at their schedule, they did, I think, lack a signature win. 10-3 is a great season. They didn't have any major slip-ups. I mean, their losses were at Penn State, at Michigan, Nebraska. Those are not embarrassing losses. But if you're looking at their good wins, I'd say their most emotional great win was maybe the Gator Bowl against Mississippi State. But then after that, you're looking at Michigan State. I mean, it's a lot different. I think that a 10-3 season this year would be so far superior to a 10-3 season last year. And obviously that depends on a lot. But the schedule is tough. It scares me even just looking at it. But I think that they expect better. And this is a team that Pat Fitzgerald really thinks can take a step towards winning the Big Ten championship. And it's been, you know, a huge sell in recruiting, and it's been a huge sell for his team. They really respect him, and they really believe in him.
Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State are all at home. Will they put butts in the seats, and can they win more than one of those games?
Oh, that's tough. You know, I just think that, you know, I was saying that I think that the first four games are going to be huge in figuring out who can play. I think they can go 4-0, no question. You know, Cal, Syracuse, Western Michigan, Maine, those should all be wins. But then they're going to need to get some personnel together. Who is going to be, you know, the second-best corner? Who's going to be the third-best corner? Who's going to step in at defensive end and on that offensive line? And I think that's going to be so essential for that team moving forward. I don't know. You know, I think that I'm going to need to see a little bit more. I think a lot of Northwestern fans are huge believers, and I'm not quite an optimist. I don't see them winning more than one of those games right now. I see them winning maybe one, but this is a tough Big Ten. And you're going to need to really steal some wins. I don't know that they have what it takes, but with some improvements, they can get there.
Just a last minute here with Nick Medline of PurpleWildcats.com talking Northwestern. They've got a lot of talent coming back. They're even going to be good in the special teams department. So Northwestern looks good. Finally, I want to ask you, what will they do with Kane Colder? Are they going to keep him in the pocket? Is he just going to stay at quarterback? Are they going to continue to move him around?
There's one thing I'm going to say. I expect Kane Colder to be a much improved thrower. I have never seen him throw as well as I did this past spring. It was unbelievable to see, whether it was a mechanical shift, whether it's confidence. I expect him to keep playing quarterback and expect a similar Colder-Siemian switch, though I do expect they're going to switch in between drives or during drives and not you know, after each drive, you know, the Simeon drive and the Coulter drive, I expect offensive coordinator Mick McCall to mix them up a little bit more, but I also expect that Simeon and Coulter will be able to air it out. Coulter has really, really been coming along, and both of them are still confident. King Coulter is still a great option, even if he can't, you know, air the ball out because he's so confident in that read option. But I've seen some great – I saw some great things for him this spring, and hopefully that can continue through fall camp. Because if you can have two terrific quarterbacks, then that's going to be tough to stop.
All right, Nick. Hey, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Can't wait to get to Chicago for media days next week and talk a little more Northwestern football. Enjoy your weekend.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Check him out at purplewildcats.com. Nick Medline here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, we will be bringing you action from Big Ten Media Day, sponsored in part by TNL Irrigation. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, the choice is simple with TNL, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIR. RR.com. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. TNL Irrigation Systems. Thank to Brad Nelson, Axtell volleyball coach at the All-Star Classic next week. Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer to talk Penn State. Nick Medline, purplewildcats.com to discuss Northwestern. We'll talk with Tom Mulhern about Wisconsin football Monday, along with Chancellor Doug Christensen of UNK. Jimmy, have a great weekend. So much going on. Have fun.
You too, Doug. Bye-bye.
Area baseball tournaments. The juniors in Kearney. The seniors are in Scottsbluff. You can hear the Hastings game on 1230 KHAS. Enjoy the British Open. We'll see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.